just thinking, I didn't see anybody who says this, but the Chara, we were discussing yesterday why a square area is called a Chatzar and a rectangular area is called a Mavoi. And according to some, that's the only criteria. It doesn't depend really if you have, according to the other Rishonim, you need also Batim v'chatzeros, and if there's no Batim v'chatzeros, then even if it's a rectangle, obviously it's not a Mavoi. But a square, even with Batim v'chatzeros, according to some Shitas, is still a Chatzar. So I was thinking the reason is because that was Chatzar HaMishkan. The Chatzar HaMishkan opened to the Mishkan. It was the front yard of the Mishkan. And it was square. The Mishkan was in one half of it, and the other half was a square. So maybe that's has a din of a Chatzar because it's the Chatzar HaMishkan. We're on the bottom of Yud Beis on his days. Mishum Rabbi Shmuel Omer Talmud Echad, Rabbi Akiva Omer Alzevi Alzem Nechleku. The Talmud said in the name of Rabbi Shmuel that they didn't argue on a mavui that was to the Mishnah. Mishum Rabbi Shmuel Amar Talmud Echad Efnei Rabbi Akiva Lo Nechlechu Beis Hamitzvah Amovei Shu Pachus Mei Arba Amos Shu Nitor O Belechi O Bekorah. That there even Beis Hamitzvah or Maskim that you need either a Lechi or a Korah if it's less than Arba Amos. What was the Machlokes? Where it was more than Arba Amos till 10 Amos. There Beis Hamitzvah says you need Lechi the Korah and Beis Hillel say Lechi O Korah, and Rabbi Akiva argues that no, the argument was on both cases. Rabbi Akiva Omer Alzevi Alzeh Nechleku. Where it says Rabbi Akiva Hainu Tanakama. So Rabbi Akiva says the same thing as the Tanakama. It also says that Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel argued on all Mavuos. It could be now the Rav Achli, the same Rabbi Yechiyo Velo Mesayimi. Right? The Gemara says that there's a difference between the Tanakama and Rabbi Akiva in the halacha of Rav Achla. That if it's less than four tvachim, if you need any tikkun. That one of them holds if it's less than four tvachim, that you don't need any tikkun, and one holds that if it's less than four tvachim, you still need a lechi or a korah. And lo mesayim, we don't know who holds what. Okay, usually the second tana holds more chomer than the first one, comes to add. But here, since there's another tana who separates Tosa, says that cloud doesn't apply. So we don't know who said what. Lo mesayim. And the talk of the halacha is the Shulchan Aruch brings down both dayas, whether a mavui whose opening is less than four tvachim, if it needs what's it called a lechi or a korah or not. And it's only, like we said before, only where the mavui itself is wider than four tvachim, but it narrows at the opening, right? And there it's only four tvachim. It comes in on an angle. But if the whole mavui is only less than four tvachim, then it sure doesn't need anything. It's a makom tur. Tanya Omer Rabbi Akiva Omer Rabbi Shmuel Dover Zeh Ela Oso Talmud Omer Dover Zeh. Right? Rabbi Akiva said, I know for sure Rabbi Shmuel never said this, that they don't argue if it's less than four amas. This Talmud said it himself. The halacha kosel Talmud, and the halacha is like him. Over here, halacha doesn't mean the halacha is like him because he's explaining Beis Shama. The halacha is like Beis Hillel. Halacha kosel Talmud means that the halacha in explaining Beis Shammai is like that Talmud. Hagu fakasha amrus lo am Rabbi Shmuel dover zeh amal les hilchos hakavosei. You're telling me that that Rabbi Shmuel never said this. That means that it's not a bar samcha. The hador amrus halacha kosel Talmud am Rabbi Yehuda am Shmuel lo am Rabbi Akiva ela lechadid bo atalmidim. Rabbi Akiva said it to sharpen the talmidim. Normally, to sharpen the Talmidim means that he said something wrong, that they should catch him. And the Rambam rings down that a Rebbe is allowed to even tell his Talmidim something wrong, and that they should question him and catch him. And if they don't question him or catch him, he tells them that it was wrong. Here, it can't mean that, because here the idea is, Rashi says, let's see Rashi, he says already, Rabbi Kiva Hainu Tanakama, Diktoni Hechshir Mavi Beis Shammai Omrim, Lo Mafli Ben Kotzel L'Rachot, right, the Tanakama also says that Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel argue in all Mavos. דרבאחלי במובש פחוס מארבעה צפחים אחד מנאי וישלי דבארבעה ומארבעה למעלה פליגי אבל פחוס מארבעה אין צורך כלום. The difference in Tanakam and Rabbi Akiva is the halacha by a mavui that Pesach is less than four tvachim, that it doesn't need anything. V'lo m'saymi, ha'minayu islay the ravachli, v'ha'minayu leslay the ravachli. V'ha'inu domer le'el, the ravachli gufei tanoi. As we said before, the ravachli is a machlokas tanoi, and this is the machlokas, the Tanakam and Rabbi Akiva. Lo Rabbi Shmuel amar davar zeh, muchzik aniboshu chacham mi'olim lo amar davar zeh. I know he's a Talmud Chai, he never would have said such a thing. That the machlokas is only from four amos and more. Lo amar Rabbi Akiva, lahai halacha kosel talmid el lechadis atalmidim sheyasimu libam l'torah v'yomru pilpul milibam l'ficha shibchu b'fneihem. She was mishabeach the talmid that they should also want to get that shevach. That there should be that shalol lishma, that if they'll say something right, then Rabbi Akiva mishabeach them. So here it's not like the regular lechadid bo'as atalmidim. From Nachmar Yitzchak amar nirin yitmar. Nachmar Yitzchak said, he didn't say halacha kosel talmid. Nirin, what the Talmud said seems to be right, even though halacha-wise it's not like that. Anyway, the halacha is not like that because the halacha is like Beis Hillel, not like Beis Shammai. Okay, nirin itmar, nirin divrei also Talmud. Right? What he said makes sense, but l'maisa halacha is not like that. Even in Beis Shammai it's not like that. Right? That's what he said. That Rabbi Shmuel never said this, but l'maisa what he said makes sense. It Maram Rabbi Shmuel ben Levi Komakom Shatamotze Mishum Rabbi Shmuel, and that and the idea is that Enochinami. If you would just be looking at it logically, there's a place to say that the Machlokas is only from four Amos until ten. But Lemaisa, I have a Kabbalah that Rabbi Shmuel never said it. Amr Rabbi Shmuel ben Levi Komakom Shatamotze Mishum Rabbi Shmuel Amr Talmud Echad the Fnei Rabbi Akiva Enuvel Rabbi Meir. Whenever you find this lashon. That a Talmud said something in the name of Rabbi Shmuel in front of Rabbi Akiva, that was Rabbi Meir. Sheshimish is Rabbi Shmuel, this Rabbi Akiva. Because Rabbi Meir was Mishamish Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel. So he was the one who reported to Rabbi Akiva what he heard in the name of Rabbi Shmuel. The Tanya, Amr Rabbi Meir, Shayisi Yetzel Rabbi Shmuel, Hayisi Matl Kankantom Latochadio. Rabbi Shmuel said, when I was learning by Rabbi Shmuel, so I'm a sofer. And I used to put kankantom. Rashi says is vitriol. One second, where's Rashi? Kankantom andrimant. Tosa says vitriol. It's some kind of lamp black that you put into the ink and it makes it permanent ink. It's hard to erase. So I used to put this kankantom, ingredient into the dio, and velo omerli dover. And he never stopped me. He held it was okay to put this chemical into the ink that you use for writing a Sefer Torah, and even though it makes the ink permanent ink, it's hard to erase. Shabbos Yitzhak Rabbi Akiva, Osrele. When I came to Rabbi Akiva, he told me he can't put it into the ink. So it says, Eini, V'omer Rav Yehud, Omer Shmuel, Mishum Rav Meir, K'shayisi Lomed Yitzhak Rabbi Akiva, we have a different price, and it says just the opposite. The Rav Meir said, when I was learning by Rabbi Akiva, so I used to put in this chemical into the dio, the lomerli dover, and Rabbi Akiva didn't protest. When I came to Rabbi Shmuel, omerli b'ni mamalach techos, Rabbi Shmuel told me, what do you do? What's your living? Amarti lo lav l'rani. I'm a sofer. Omerli b'ni hevizor b'malach techa. Be very careful in your work. Your malach is malach shamayim. He brings down from the Ben Yehoyada that malach shamayim, Torah shebichzav is called shamayim because it's all given min hashamayim, and we don't have any part in Torah shebichzav. Torah shebal peh is called aretz because it originates here. It doesn't originate here, but we're the ones who make up Torah shebal peh. So a sofer is involved with Torah Shebichzav, he's called Melech HaShomayim. Shema ato mechaser osachas, o miyaser osachas, if you'll leave out one letter, or add an extra letter, nimtzeis machlis kol ha'olam, you could destroy the world, by adding or subtracting a letter, kula. Amarti lo dover echod yesh liva kan kantum shmo, he says, no, not to worry, because I have something I put into the ink that makes it not erasable, so I'm not going to lose a letter. שאני מעט לתוך הדיו. הוא אמר לי, וכי מטילן קנקנתם לתוך הדיו? אני אלא תפורד אין. ועל הוא אמר תורה וכוסף ומוחה, כוס כסף שיוכל למחוס. בפרש הסוטה, it says that you have to erase the כסף. Mashma, that you write with something that you can erase. And what's it called, the Gemara is going to discuss what he said to him, what's the pshat over here. We're not talking about Parsha Sota, we're talking about the Sefer Torah, and Kisti HaKodesh. So why does he have to ever be able to erase in the Sefer Torah Parsha Sota? We'll see, let's see Rashi till then. Kankantum andrimant, again, some kind of lamp black. Osro alai lakam lefarsh. Mechasro sachas vashem elokim emes. Rashi explains how if you leave out one letter, you're machar of the world. In the pasuk vashem elokim emes, if you leave out the aleph, so you have, what's it called, elokim mes. Ariyato machrit. Vayedabra Hashem im tosif osachas, the tichto vayedabru nimtis machrit. Same thing if it says vayedabru, right, instead of vayedaber. It sounds like two reshuyos. Tosa says a little bit different. Tosa says instead of Bereshis Bar, it says Bereshis Baru. And the Marsha explains why didn't Tosa say Rashi? Because it says Vayidaber Hashem. Hashem is Echad. So even if it said Vayidabru, people know it's a mistake of the Sofer because they don't go together. You can't have a plural with a singular. But by Bereshis Bar, it's Elohim, which is anyways a plural. So then Bereshis Baru Elohim, you may think Elohim is plural and Baru is plural. So therefore, it's more of a mistake. And Rabbeinu Meir has a Kabbalah that, what's it called? It's going on the Pasuk in Yecheskel, Hove al Hove, that if you put a Yud in, and add a Yud to the second Hove, it becomes Shem Hashem. And that also is a Gnai Klapi, the Rabban Mishol. Okay, let's go on. Dover Echad Yeshile Kamen Forish Michael Bahadurle. Ksav shiyochol limchok, the kankantum rishumo nikr ma'ot. Kankantum makes the ink very hard to erase. And you still see it's a permanent ink. If you try to erase it, there's some impression left of the ink. Okay, so now the Gemara says, my komerle, my komahadale. What did Reb Meir say to him? What did Reb Yishmael say to him? What did Reb Meir answer? Hachi komerle. Lomi boye b'chaseros of yeseros. The lo ta'ina, Reb Meir said to Yishmael, don't worry, I'm very careful. That I'm not going to add a letter or subtract a letter. Not only do I know chaseris and yaseris, right, that I'm a bookie in knowing how to write Sifrei Torah, right, so I'm not going to add or subtract a letter. The bookie I'm not, right, even the Gemara says in Kedushin that we're not bekiyim, the chaseris and yaseris, mashgabah, that in the time of Rabbi Meir, they still were bekiyim. El afilu michash lizvuv nomi. Right, Dilma Osi Yosef Atage de Dallas Umachikle. I'm even what's it called protected from something getting erased by accident. That a fly will sit on one of the wet letters and take away the ink, and it'll sit on the Dalit in Hashem Echad and make it into a resh Hashem Acher. So I'm protected from that too. Because I have something I put into the ink that makes it impossible to take away, that shouldn't leave an impression. The kankantum shmo, shani matal atocha dio, right? And I put this kankantum in the dio, and it doesn't get erased. And that, Rabbi Shmuel said, are you allowed to put that into the dio? So we have two prices that argue on two points. Kash shimush hashimush, because the first one says that he learned by Rabbi Yishmael first, and then he, what's it called, came to Rabbi Akiva. So first he learned by Yishmael, then he learned by Rabbi Akiva. And the second one says he learned by Rabbi Akiva, and then he learned by Rabbi Yishmael. That's one stira. Kasha Asra Asra. And also it says that Rabbi Yishmael never told him anything. It was matri. And the second one says Rabbi Yishmael was the one who asked it. So who asked it, and who did he learn by first? So Bishlam Hashimush Hashimush Lokasha Mekor Asa LeKamed Rabbi Akiva Medlo Motzi LeMekem Alibei Asa LeKamed Rabbi Shmuel. Right? Originally he went to Rabbi Akiva's yeshiva, but he couldn't keep up with him. Right? So it was too hard for him. So he went to Rabbi Shmuel's yeshiva. See, from here, if you have a choice to go to two places, one may be too difficult. Go to the too difficult place. If it doesn't work out, you can always go to the other place. But if you go to the place that's easy, and it doesn't work out, you're not going to be able to go to the place that's too difficult. So first he went to Rabbi Akiva, tried it out, didn't work out. Then he went to the easier yeshiva, to Rabbi Shmuel's place. The Gomer Gemara, and he learned. Then he came back to Rabbi Akiva. Now he's already on the Madrega to understand Rabbi Akiva. The Savar Svara, and here he learned how to be Mefalto. There he learned the basics, and here he learned the Pilpul. Ella. So that's why one Brisa says he was by first, what's it called, Rabbi Akiva, and then Rabbi Shmuel, because that was the first time he started learning, started by Rabbi Akiva. Then he went to Rabbi Shmuel. The second Brisa is the second time. He was Rabbi Shmuel, and then he went back to Rabbi Akiva. So all of them are true. The only problem is, one Brisa says that Rabbi Shmuel asked it, and the other one says Rabbi Shmuel was matur. So Asra, Asra, Kasha, Kasha, it's a Kasha. It's not the end of the world. It's a Kasha, right? There's somewhere here, right? Or it could be that originally Rabbi Yishmael held one way, and then he heard Rabbi Akiva held the other way, and then he had Charot, and Rabbi Akiva himself changed his mind. He originally held this way, and then he changed his mind, held the other way. It's a Kasha. It's not a Tiyufta. Rashi. My Kamer Rabbi Shmuel, Umay Komahader Le Rabbi Meir, Azar Le Al Chosr VeYeser, Mahader Le Kankantum Yeshli. Rabbi Shmuel is telling him about adding or subtracting letters. He's telling him he has permanent ink. What does one thing have to do with the other? Kashi Shimush Hashimush, the Kamer Le El Kamer Rabbi Shmuel Shimish Trila. First Brisa says that he was Rabbi Shmuel, then he went to Rabbi Akiva. B'Hacha Tani Iplan. Here it says just the opposite. Rabbi Akiva Hayachorif Tuva V'Lamotzer Rabbi Meir Lameka Malibe. Rabbi Akiva was very sharp, and Rabbi Meir couldn't keep up with him. That point, the Gomar Gemara, Mishnah is Shekivel Mirabosa. So he went and first learned from here you can become more Chorif if you know more, if you're a bigger Baki. Right? The Shaila Gemara has in Horios, whether a Sinai or Ochr Horim is better. Right? Mashma, that even if the Ochr Horim is better, but first you need the Sinai. That's what the Gemara says in the end. Everybody needs, but it's more than that. It's not just that everybody needs the Baki. But from being a baki, you'll become a charif. But if you don't know what to be a charif, and you can be a falpal in Narishkeit, if you don't know anything. So the first thing to do is become a baki. And then, if you're a baki, it'll help you become a charif too. The Gomar Gemara, Mishnah Yishkibur and Vosef, the Hadar Osla Kamedur Yekila, Shaya Charif, a falpal, a dactic, the Mashalamat, the Hashiv Shuvos, Mishnah Yizual Zu, Ulatarit. And that's what the Gemara says. Has case. Has v'acharkach kasis. First, learn up the thing, get what you know clearly. And then, be mefalto. So first, he went to Rabbi Shmuel to get the ikur, and then he went to Rabbi Akiva to get the pilpul. Okay. So now we're going to go back and see what he said about why you can't put in kankantum. Tanya Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Meir haya Omer, l'chol matilim kankantum l'toch adyo, chutz miparshas sota. That you're allowed to put kankantum into dyo. For everything. For anything that you write, Kisvei HaKodesh, Sefer Torah, what's it called, a get, whatever, you're allowed to make it permanent ink. Except for Parsha Sota. Because Parsha Sota, it says you have to erase it. So it has to be erasable. Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yaakov Omer Mishmo, Chutz Mi Parshas Sota Sheba Mikdash. Right? And Rabbi Yaakov said the name of Rabbi Meir, it's the only exclusion that where you're not allowed to put this kankantum is the Parsha Sota that they wrote in the Mikdash. So my binayu, what's the difference? What's Parsha Sota? Is the Parsha Sota they wrote in the Mikdash. What's the difference between them? No, are you allowed to write in a Sefer Torah Parsha Sota in what's it called in permanent ink? So and what's the nafkamina, right? Whether you're allowed to use the Sefer Torah to be mochek Parsha Sota. In other words, can you take a part, you have a Torah that wore out, or whatever, you have the Parsha Sota there, so instead of writing a new Parsha, you use that? You don't have to write a new Parsha. That's the Machlokas. Can you use a Parsha that was written for Sefer Torah, right, for Sota, or not? I really don't understand why this is not Ma'alim B'Kodesh V'lo Moridim, right? Why, what's it called? Unless it could be that you wrote it l'shem Sefer Torah, but you didn't, what's it called, finish the Sefer Torah. So it never got Kedusha Sefer Torah on it. And Hazmona is nothing. So really, it's not, doesn't have kedusha sefer Torah. So there's no horada. You understand, but it's still a whole rada. You're allowed to write Hashem's name, but who said you can do it from the Sefer Torah? You can write it separate. There was mutter to erase Hashem's name, but nowhere does it say that it's mutter to be morid the Sefer Torah, for that sake.
But why is it called morid? That's what I'm saying. Maybe it's malah v'kedusha. Maybe to do that for shalom bias, but they said, Ramakos is such a high madriga, it's actually halal. It's not a rada.
To make shalom is bigger than the kedusha of the Sefer Torah.
That's what's much more conscious there.
Yeah, it's mutter to erase it. That's what's mashma makas. But the parasha itself doesn't have kedusha sefer Torah. When you write the parasha, right, it has kedusha of kisvei hakodesh maybe, but not sefer Torah. It's not a sefer Torah. So there's two separate things here. There's one that you're allowed to erase it. That shalom bayis, you're allowed to erase shem Hashem. But that they, what you wrote, who said it has kedusha? Right, the writing of it is under kedusha. Okay. That what? It's only din d'rabbanan. We learn from pasuk. Ma'alav called it filo morid. Okay, so that's the shaila. So therefore, which do you, can't you write it with permanent ink? Right. If you can't be mochik min haTorah, you have to write it separate. So then, what's it called? There's no problem of writing the parsha sota and the sefer Torah. You're never going to be able to be mochik it. So there's no reason to write it dafka in a way that you could erase it. But if you're allowed to. Then maybe the Rabbanan said that when you write a Sefer Torah, just in case you'll ever need this for a Sota, write it in such a way that you can erase it. That part, specifically. And the Tosa says, Rabbi Shmuel, who said you can't write anything, not just Parsha Sota. He said you're not allowed to use Kantantum Bechlal. Right? He had Xer Shoga from Sota. The Ksiva Ksiva, that all Ksivas have to be not permanent. So what's it called? Or it was a Xerish, or it was a, what's it called? Some other Xerish Shava, it was also a Durabon, or it was only Durabonin. The whole Indian was only Durabonin. You shouldn't write anything, because you may come to write Parsha Sota in a way that it can't be erased. The Hani Tanoi, Ki Hani Tanoi. These Machlokas Tanoi, whether you're allowed to erase, what's it called, Parsha Sota from the Torah, when it was written for the Torah, not written for this Sota, is a Tanya, Ein Megillas Ksheira Lahashkis Basota Acheres. Rav Achi Bar Yoshia Omar, Megillas Ksheira Lahashkis Basota Acheres. You wrote a Megillah Sota for Rachel, for this guy, and now what's it called? You have another Sota. Could be this guy's other wife. He has two wives. Both of them were Sotas. Right? And he wrote it for Rachel, and then she said that she doesn't want to drink. So she's also to him. Now he has Leah, who's also a Sota. Or somebody else's wife, Slavdavka. Yet somebody else. So they bargain Parsha Sota that was what's it called, written for Rachel. Now you want to use it for Leah. So Rav Achi Bar Yoshia says that you can do that. And the Tanakhama holds you can't. So Lechara, what's the machlokas? Whether you need it Lishma or not. If you don't need it Lishma, then you can have it in the Sefer Torah too. Where it's written for nobody. That's what the Gemara thinks now. Maybe it's not the same machlokas. Ad kan lo kamer tana kama hosam elakivin de intik l'shum rachel shulo hadram intik l'shem leah. Over there, it was written bedafka for somebody else. So it doesn't have to be written specifically for this woman, but it can't be written for some other woman. If it was written for somebody else, then it's no good for anybody else. But a sefer Torah, avagabi Torah, the stama michtava, Torah wasn't written for anybody. Stam. So then maybe whoever wants to use it can use it. Fachinami the machkinus. Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchok Dilma Lohi. The other way. Maybe it's not the same machlokas for a different reason. Ad kan lo kamer Rav Achi bar Yoshia hasam that it's good el dichtiv miyasa shum sota b'olam. It's written the same sota. You don't need a dafka for this sota. But you have to be written the same sota. Avagabi Torah l'islamit ksiva fachinami lo machkinah. Maybe there everybody agrees you can't use the Sefer Torah. It's not written the Shem Sota at all. It's only written the Shem Sefer Torah. Okay, Rashi. Chutz Parsha Sota, afilo b'Sefer Torah. The Kesavrim in Bal Limchok Lo Min HaTorah Mochet. He holds that since you could erase it Min HaTorah, you should write the Sefer Torah in a way that if you're ever going to need Parsha Sota to erase it, you'll be able to erase it. And you'll, this Parsha Sota will be kosher. Sheva Mikdash, Megillah Shel Kol Sota V'Sota. The Megillah, not the Sefer Torah, Parsha Sota, the one that's included in the Torah, but Stam, the one that you write for each Sota. Ein Megillosa Ksheira, Sota Shenichtava Megillosa. V'Omra Tmeani, how do you have an extra Parsha Sota? You wrote it for Leah, and she said, I'm not drinking. So then you don't erase it, you don't do anything, she just lost it to her husband. Uptura, she's parted from drinking. Ain Megillah Ksheira L'Sota Acheres. You can't use that Megillah for a different Sota. Al Meksiva L'Shma Bo'ina. It had to be written for that specific Sota. Like we'll see again, has to be written for that specific woman. V'Adinami De'ein Mochin Mamin HaTorah. The same halacha is that you can't be mochik if in the Torah it's not written L'Shma. The Gemara says no. Maybe you need it at least written L'Shem Sota, but not specific Sota. Or maybe you need it, what's it called, not written for somebody else. But it's not written for anybody, it's also okay. Gemara says, either way, it's not clear it's the same machlokas tanoi. Just one or two things here. There's not a shiur tomorrow or Thursday, even though we're getting ready to make our first siyum in Erevin on the first choveret. Also, the Chora, it says over here that you can machrev the world. Why machrev the world? Just sticks to Sefer Torah. If you add an extra vav, vayidabru, so you'll erase it. So it's the same word they say by Moshe Badoi. Moshe said, kachatzos halayla, in brachas. Right? Moshe told him exactly midnight, and Moshe said about midnight. Why? Because he was afraid that the astrologer's clocks would be wrong. And when it said midnight, it was a few minutes to midnight, their clocks were fast, and the Makkah wouldn't come. And they would say Moshe Badoi. So everybody asked, fine. So 3 minutes later, it's going to be Makkas Bechoros. So 3 minutes, they'll know the Moshe's not a Badoi. So they say many answers. One, the first impression always makes the thing. And if in 3 minutes the Makkah came, they'll still say it wasn't exactly what Moshe said. But another pshat, I think the Shirei Das says, that for 3 minutes, they're going to say Moshe Badoi. And that causes a kilkel in all the olamos. Right? For 3 minutes, they say that. It's short circuit. What's it called? You short circuit something out, but afterwards, what's it called? You can take away the short circuit. You still kill the motor. Right? For 3 minutes, it was a short circuit. So, the same thing over here.